mistake. The 1st of October 2021, my name is Ellen and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1380.
This episode is brought to you by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. This week with Wayne, you will see the difference in how you treat others. These subtle flaws can prevent people from deepening a relationship with you, be it a work relationship or a personal relationship. We stress to leave a good impression, even when we meet for the first time. People are afraid to admit mistakes because they think they will cost their reputation or their job. In most cases, admitting and excusing mistakes merits respect and shows the characteristics of a true leader. What distinguishes good leaders is their ability to admit a mistake, address it, and mitigate the consequences. We all make mistakes, some of which may seem small, but can be a blow if not addressed. With wise steps, we can soften the blow of a mistake. It may feel like the end of the world if you lose your license and cannot work in the same area, but mistakes can be defeated and defined if you allow them. Your support system can take the time to focus on your positive qualities and be creative. Even if a mistake costs you your job, learn from it and make a plan to prevent it from happening again. If you see a valuable idea or solution, pick those in your team who are willing to build on it and find another problem that is different enough to keep the team from getting stuck. Get those who are willing to learn how to bring about the solution and find this problem. The most serious mistake of entrepreneurs, young and old, is not to think about strategy and hectic activity as an everyday tactic. It is about the foundations of the problems and solutions of the peoples, and provided they have nailed them down, your mistakes and mistakes are not the definition of who you are. I made a big mistake when I turned 22. It is one thing to have committed convictions and to make plans and carry out tasks that you know will end up being wrong. Recognize that your mistake has had a negative impact on others, and be prepared to listen without defensive attitude when they tell you. Tell others what you are doing to fix your fault and distinguish which parts can be repaired and which cannot. At the heart of crisis communication, your mistake need not be a major crisis. Take the time to think about your contribution to the situation and find out what others can contribute. Don't say, "This is a mistake I made and it didn't turn out the way I expected," or other versions that distract or minimize your personal contribution. Many of us have felt unfairly treated by what felt like a threat to our own identity. None of us should waste time on the wrong partner, problem, or misguided solution. There will come a time when we will make changes to improve the future, and we should have no reason to blow them up. I can't find the exact filing cabinet, but I can make sure it fits the floor. It gives us good traceability across the board, and it gives me time to print out the numbers. This suggests that we have information about the car, but not about the people in the car or the route. In certain cases, it may be helpful to keep your distance for a certain period of time if the situation explodes. For example, go to your supervisor, who is responsible for this. If you pretend to be the one being overthrown, the ungrateful position must be maintained. The tragedy of the Harris County Democratic Electoral Commission is that it believed it was doing the right thing. U.S. military leaders have admitted they have confused the situation with the drones over St. Reich and Kabul. If a mistake is a sign that something is going deeper, it is worth understanding why. Thanks to Paxton, Rogers had 7 minutes of fame before someone sent him to prison for the rest of his life. A man has become known as the face of voter fraud in Texas, but he's also known as a patriot. Part of the fraud was his erroneous belief that his voting rights would be restored, and that was the case. Now that we know what the Phillies are going to do, we should look at their strengths in the big leagues. You will be relieved to know that there are many more options available to you. The bottom line is that the Phillies have a number of players that teams are interested in and that are ready to make a move. Roy Halladay struggled this year, as did many other teams. The choice of words is different, but you have to wonder if Amaro Jr. made a big mistake not swapping his high-priced veteran. He thought it was his duty to vote where he wanted, and he did so by expressing his opinion. I want them to keep doing business and keep going, and I know I can help them.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.